Jamie and Travis present.
Welcome to 2021, where everything's going to be magically better.
I know, I feel better already.
Let's kick it off with, I hate people that think that the arbitrary date, that is January 1st, means that we're good to go now. We are good to go. I've hated people when they said that before, and now I really hate it, because we're in for like 5 months of bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, do you mean like people who are like, can't wait for this year to be over?
I hate that, and I hate, oh, thank God it's 2021. Yeah. What? No, we're still in the dumpster fire.
I mean, I think the Civil War starts on Wednesday. We're recording on Monday, the 4th.
And this will be out on, oh.
And the 6th is when.
I should put it out before then. I'll put it out today, probably. It'll be out this evening.
Oh.
Because we're going to talk about how, hopefully, Georgia. Well, I guess which is worse? We get two Democratic senators or two Republican senators?
I don't care. I think that the PS when you just said that, I was like, oh yeah, this doesn't just like appear on the internet after we're finished talking. You have to do something.
I wish it did. We could move to the live stream model and I wouldn't have to do anything.
Why don't
It would just pop up every time we do it. We might do that.
About once every 18 months, though, I say, can you not publish that last one?
That's the deal. Maybe we'll do an experiment.
No, that's good. It's good. And we'll like, it'll be like
we'll do an
performing.
We'll do an experiment of one. Oh, my God.
What if we just live streamed it?
We should do a live stream video as a nice little, hey, we'll do it in the depths of winter. And we'll get together at 7 o'clock on a Friday. And everybody will sit down with their hot cocoa next to the fire with their friends and family. And they'll listen to and watch a video of us talking. I think it might work out pretty well.
Yeah. Let's.
It'll be free for our Patreon supporters. And on that note, let's run a commercial about Patreon. Let's do a live stream.
I think that sounds fun. What if we turn this into a radio show?
You know, if we...
An internet radio show.
Let's do a live stream and advertise it and then have people ask us questions and talk to us via the old comments.
I mean, I'm in.
Yeah, we have to do that.
Let's do it.
Well, 2 years ago, we were going to do a live show at the Roxy.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds really fun.
Remember when we put that off for a year and then it was 2020? Let's do it. Let's do it in February of 2020.
Or let's do a live show at the Roxy. No masks, no social distancing.
Oh, no, no.
Let's break the seal.
Well, we do. Let's just use, we'll use, it'll be a great opportunity to raise money for Trump's lawsuits. Hey, what do you know about Parler?
I know that I hear about it in the context of social media is mean to patriots. It's not fair. Social media isn't fair. And that Parler is where freedom reigns. Right?
Yeah, I guess we don't need to talk about it then.
That's what I've heard.
Because that's all I know.
I don't know what it is. Like, is it a photo thing or is it like a Twitter thing? Is it just, like, what do people, what's the thing?
I think it's like Facebook. I haven't actually looked at it. I know less. I might know as much or less as you.
Yeah.
What you just said is as much as I know.
But there's no, you don't know about any, like, constraints. Like, you can only put a 15-second video.
I don't know what the format is now. And I'm sure somebody's done the research. But it's one of those things where... The thing I do know is they're using it because it's unrestricted in language. So you don't get shut down for saying, like, literally, it's time for a civil war. Yeah. Which I just saw some of those. Somebody screenshot a bunch of posts from Parler. And so you don't get in trouble for saying shit. And you're not restricted or censored, I think is the specific word for that. But they sure are using it as if it's not being monitored, which, of course, it's... We already... 10 years ago, or not, how long was the Snowden thing? That wasn't even the first time we discovered that shit's, like, being monitored and...
Oh, yeah.
But that was a big one where we found out that, oh, this is beyond our knowledge. Yeah. Like, we know they're listening to our phone calls, but now they're just looking at everything. Oh, but I watched that movie.
What movie?
Snowden.
Oh,
with
Joseph.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
I think it's fantastic. He does a great job.
I know we've talked about this before. I don't know what it is. I'm like, what's his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
True.
I have some sort of blindness when it comes to him. And like when he says things in movies, I just am like, I don't believe him ever for some reason.
I don't know what it is.
Except for that movie where he's a bike messenger.
I love that movie. It's so bad.
What's it called? Like Two Wheel Rush or something?
Something like that. Yeah. Rush Hour 3.
It might be called Rush Hour.
But Rush Hour is the other movie with Jackie Chan. And
Primetime Rush.
Yeah, it's something like that. Oh, it's so bad. But I love... he and Ethan Hawke to me are in the same category of like, still going.
Yeah.
Still at it. Except for Ethan Hawke this year proved himself a much different actor. And he's,
yeah. What was he in?
He's in that the Underground Railroad movie, TV show. What is it?
Oh, that's not what I was thinking.
John Brown. No, damn it. But it's fantastic. He's crazy. He's doing, it's like he's pulling a Joaquin currently.
Yeah.
And I find it more interesting.
You mean just like total method going
total
deep.
Method. His interviews are, I don't know if they're interesting.
He's like a real artist type.
Yeah.
More so than I, like when you hear him talk, because didn't he play Chet Baker in a movie recently?
Maybe.
I think so. He's like a real cool guy.
I think he.
Why did I just see him in that? He was funny as hell.
But Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Snowden. Jesus, what a fucking tangent we almost went on. The NSA thing. The fact that these people on Parler with their stupid ass names, because they all have, you know, avatar names that are usernames that are ridiculous. You could guess what they are.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
American Patriot 69. Did you see somebody made a meme that is fantastic? It's of like an NBC Montana news clip where pot is now legal to hold in your hand, you know, in Montana as of January 1st.
Yeah.
And the first comment was, any of you new potheads, fuck with my family, be prepared for the worst.
What? Like, they're going to be like...
like, that's what marijuana does.
Burglarizing and stuff.
It makes you a bad person.
Totally.
This is your brand on drugs.
Yeah.
It makes you a fiend. It's pretty great because I know the person whoever did that screenshot didn't have to work that hard.
Yeah.
Like, it just happens.
Wow. Yeah, we have legal weed in Montana, sort of.
What, are you allowed to have a plant?
No, you're allowed to have four plants.
Four plants and then like a couple ounces.
Someone told me. I have not. This is none of this is firsthand.
I just saw it.
I just keep hearing it from people. I think you can have 1 ounce that's like out.
Yeah.
That's like on your counter. But you know, if you have four plants, you could get, you know, pounds and pounds of weed off of four plants. So there must be like, I mean, shit. Maybe they're like, you have to destroy all. Except for an ounce. But I think that you maybe like have to lock it away or something like that.
I have no idea. Yeah.
I mean, it's stupid. It's.
I love that. I love that decriminalization went through the House, but did it tank in the Senate or hasn't even got to it probably because of they're still dealing with this. I saw a great meme about this $600 stimulus, and I'm not, hey, I want the $600. But I saw a meme that was. Somebody was drowning with their hand out of the water, and that was the first frame. And the second frame said, "Government $600 stimulus," and the person in the boat was just high fiving the hand. And I'll tell you, that explained it better than I ever could.
Because
I'm confused why we would go into debt for that. That's nothing.
It's just so stupid.
And maybe it should be a little more targeted. Because there's a whole bunch of people that don't want the money.
Yeah, I mean...
And don't need it.
I mean, we've definitely feel like the 600... We will get the check, and...
You guys get 12? It's two of you, so
we get 12, and, you know, we're going to... I'm just going to buy shoes and we'll do something nice with it. But yeah, we don't, but that's not to say that other people don't need it. You know, I mean,
that's such a weird number. Cause I can't even think of a $600 apartment.
No, it's insane. Like who, I mean,
$1,200 was also weird, but it was early on.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, good. Like we're fucked.
This will get us through the next 2 months and then we'll have a better plan. Surely.
Yeah, don't call me Shirley. And then, but then it lasted 9 months.
Yeah.
And that fucking orange asshole sandbagged that goddamn stimulus.
I've almost spent all the $1,200 already.
Fuck podcast. You can't see the look on his face when he said that. because fuck Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Ethan Hawke. The delivery on that one was fucking Oscar worthy.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Shit. You had me until the fucking period.
But it's so funny. The 600, it's like in the time they couldn't pass the relief package before they fucking went on vacation or whatever.
Of course.
And, or before I guess the Congress ended. And it's like in that week lapse, it's like that $600 would be spent by anyone who needs it in 5 days. And we would be ready to talk about the next $600 if we're really going to do $600 increments for people. You know what I mean? It's just so stupid.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's so stupid that we're waiting for this.
It's really, and then maybe the insurance is going to happen sometime. It says it's going to happen for this week.
The paycheck insurance? Yeah. Or the unemployment insurance?
Yeah, which I might dive into that now that I'm totally fucked.
You should.
I wasn't totally fucked before because the internet hustle is strong.
Yeah.
But hey, who's tired of it right now? Yeah. And I'm not complaining. I get it.
Everybody's tired of it.
But
though,
man, my job, I was happy for the break. But I didn't really get a break because I was then all of a sudden doing it. I pivoted,
right,
just like you did. You didn't get a break at all. You went harder.
We went really hard. Yeah.
And I went hard in the same way, but without all the give me the love, the audience love. Don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
Have the same people, and then there's people that participate, but you don't know they're participating. The same reason you hate the live streaming.
It's also hard. Like I assume, you know, when you're out playing gigs, like you leave the gig and the venue person is like, great job, when can we have you back? When your live stream is just like,
you turn the camera off and like you're in the same
silent
room.
It's just silent.
You're in the same room. I have to have I can't say her name, my personal digital assistant. I have to have her like turn the lights off on the studio and then go. I actually moved you know what I did on January, whatever this was, on January 1st, I spent the day rearranging the house. I'll tell you.
That's fun sometimes.
That's great. You know,
fresh luck.
You know the
fresh year, fresh luck.
You know the it's right? Brand new year. Everything's different. I had the TV on a cart. I had this beautiful cart
smart
setup.
I loved
so
it.
So awesome.
I've told people about that.
I had to dismantle it because it turns out moving the TV from room to room, wherever you're working or doing things, you get less done.
Yeah.
Which, of course, and I was okay with that because really all the work I was doing is not really deadline based and just slow.
Mindless, yeah.
Who cares? I had to actually put it on. I put the TV on a normal stationary. And I moved the couch.
It lives in one room.
They're in a separate room with a door.
But the couch is on wheels now.
Yes. No, I had to. They have a door, and if I want to watch TV and movies, I got to go in there.
Got a man cave.
I got a little man cave.
That's awesome.
That's fucking stupid. It's great because then I actually, because my default is just like, oh, there's that great couch. I'll just sit on that couch. Did you hear that?
What was that?
That's the little animal that's in the kitchen right now. Because he does this thing where he like, when he relaxes for just a second, he starts chewing on his entire rear feet. Like, he just puts the whole rear foot in his mouth.
So let's, his name's Lucky.
This is Lucky.
Lucky.
Do you want to give everyone, he's going to be a part of the podcast probably.
He's going to be a part of the podcast. He's a part of the internet very strongly.
So probably everyone knows about him.
Some people know about him. Some people have met him even on the trail because we've been out and about.
Wow.
But he is now in Montana. My mom got a dog a year ago.
Tell everyone what your mom chose to name the dog.
For those of you who don't know,
because it is,
we had a contest on, it's not even a contest. It was just, I did it on Facebook one day, the 100 likes and I'll tell you the stupid thing they named my mom named this dog.
Because that does remind you of when whoever was it, some British scientific thing, wanted to name a research vessel.
Bodie McBoatface.
The name is not far from Bodie McBoatface.
But it's not ironic.
Is Bodie McBoatface ironic?
It's not as ironic as it is like as a joke.
Yeah.
This was serious.
It was?
Yeah. This is what she's dreamed of naming a dog for a decade now. She tried to change Sammy, a dog she got from my sister. She tried to change Sammy's name to this, which she could have because Sammy's pretty close to this. But I started, we're at Lucky.
Yeah.
Which before that it was Doggy for like 3 weeks because that's pretty close to the original name.
Yeah. Because you're trying to just keep some of the, so the dogs can get totally confused.
And all my favorite dog names end in EY.
Yeah.
As I think dog names should.
Instead of Y. EY.
Or IE or Y. They all name in that. If I've already picked out my four favorite dog names are also my four favorite children names. Because I don't know the difference.
You have four different?
I have names picked out for dogs.
And they're the same as if you were to happen to have a child.
If I happen to have three daughters and a son. Yes.
Oh, man. I'm super interested in this.
Lucy, Wendy, Maggie, and Lucky. So the names are already
nice
there.
Nice names.
Oh, they're perfect little girl names or little doggy names.
Wendy is a very cute name for a dog for some reason.
Oh, of course it is. Oh, it's perfect.
I've never met a dog named Wendy.
Neither have I.
Hmm.
And Annie's in there as well. But
Wendy
Annie
is a restaurant.
Wendy's is a restaurant.
Yeah. That's another thing.
Yeah. That's why I call Lucky the Burger King.
Okay, so this dog's name is Lucky.
His name's Lucky, which transitioned from Doggy, which transitioned from his AKC registered name.
That your mom came up
with. Which I can't change
that
now.
That your mom wanted to name a dog for 10 years.
For 10 years. She wanted to name, this is no matter what dog she got, this is what she's going to call it. This is an Australian Shepherd, which the AKC has renamed the American Shepherd, because they're not actually from Australia.
Oh.
So they're not Aussies anymore. Although he will always be an Aussie for me.
Were they ever from Australia?
No. California.
What's up? What's up with that?
Because they look similar to Australian cattle dogs.
Oh,
which actually is an Australian breed.
Got it. Okay.
It's my favorite type of dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's what Barley was. Mm-hmm. It's what this one is.
High energy.
Pretty happy.
Wiggly.
Super fucking smart. Yeah.
Man, we're making people wait for this name.
And they already know. Most of them already know. They already played this game on the internet. She named him his AKC registered name, which I can't change. I tried calling and I wrote an email to the AKC.
You can't change?
Once he's established. Because also, you know, they're like horses, racing horses. They have to be a name that doesn't exist. So this name didn't exist.
Like racing horses or Hollywood actors.
Yes. You're either Michael Jordan or Michael B. Jordan. So his name originally is Laddie McDougal.
Oh my God.
As if he's Irish, but not really.
Scottish, I think, really.
Scottish Laddie, yeah.
It's more Scottish. It reminds me of Scrooge McDuck.
Well, my mom, has a lot of Irish heritage. She's a Cassidy, but spelled with A's, Cassaday.
I guess, is Laddie McDougal? Maybe that's Irish too. It makes me think Scottish.
Dougal. Yeah, like Doggle.
Oh, is that it?
But no, I don't think so. Also, she didn't know that my niece hates this name. My niece hates Laddie's name because my niece's name is Maddie. Mm. And
that's the first reason she hates
it. And my mom didn't understand.
No one likes this name.
My mom didn't understand that it was quite annoying to hear Addie 500 times a day, which I loved because her name's Maddie. He's Lucky now, but I just call him Doggy for the most part.
Yeah.
I just thought Lucky's better for like his dog tags and for all of his information and whatnot, as opposed to.
It's kind of classic.
I just like Doggy. And he responds to Doggy. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He
knows that one.
Well, he's very cute. Welcome to the family.
It's perfect.
I'm going to call him Laddie McDougal still, I think.
I call him Laddie McFuckface when he's in trouble. He also only knows his name as when he's in trouble.
Oh.
Like his I'm not mad. I spent a decade in dog training and dog behavior. And the first rule of dog training is you don't train dogs, you train the owners. And like, I'm not mad at my mom and whoever else came in contact with him that like he only connects Laddie with, like, he gets the like face and then goes into the other room. I get it. If you don't know what you're doing, it's frustrating to have a puppy.
Yeah.
Especially a puppy that like is, you know, ridiculously high energy, whiner, doesn't know what he wants, has no idea what he's asking for when he whines.
I know, that's a weird position to get a dog that still has puppy energy, but is not like, I don't know. I feel like when puppies are really little, they're actually pretty easy to get up to speed.
Yes, that's when you have to do what you
want from them.
Yeah.
And this is like kind of, you're like got a 12-year-old that's never been to school.
That's what I have. I have a 1-year-old who can't be off leash, right, which is nuts to
but
me.
In dog years. So seven.
A 7-year-old who can't walk to the bus stop himself, which actually they don't do that anymore anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's
I don't
like
think a, any 7-year-olds are doing that.
I mean, I was.
Yeah.
But that was in the, that was in 88.
We used to on special days, our parents would let up, me and my buddy Dave would, I lived like 5 miles from school, uh-huh, and they would just let us walk home from school, totally, like through people's backyards and shit.
Yes.
It was fucking great. But I don't think that happens.
My anymore. Best, I lived out, for those of you who know Helena, I lived halfway between, Marysville and Helena.
Bird's Eye area.
And, my best friend was 2.5 miles away down another dirt road across Bird's Eye, which is essentially a minor highway.
Yeah, totally.
By, cars fly. By Montana standards.
Also, people just like murder each other back there.
Oh, weird. And, it's funny. Yeah, that, that murder is not very far away from where we lived.
No.
I used to walk all the way over there and walk home at some point.
Yeah. I don't think kids do that. Maybe they do in Bird's Eye still.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Like Montana folk.
Yeah, fuck. But it was great. And the bus stop, the bus ride, I was the last stop and the first stop, the last to get picked up and the first to get dropped off. But it always worked out where, because that bus went to the high school, the middle school, and the elementary school every day. And it always worked out to where I was always on that bus for 45 minutes to 50 minutes,
yeah,
each way. Which was
school bus?
Yeah, got out of that as soon as I could.
What an interesting realm that was.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it, actually.
I was there before my original school bus until high school. Or no, like somewhere right in the middle of middle school, they decided that's when they were going to have like bus aides, where there's a second person.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Yeah. And I remember having the nun. Yeah. And actually, I remember having the first camera on a bus.
Yeah.
Where they installed the ridiculous bomb-proof enclosure for the camcorder.
Yeah.
That went in there. I remember that going in, which was like, you know, for like the first month, we were all like stoic. We're being watched. But then realizing, what if... Who's watching all these? Who's pulling all these tapes out and watching them? This is stupid.
It's so funny that they did that.
Yeah, we had cameras. And then it went to having the second person on the bus, another volunteer job, or not even volunteer, probably.
Yeah, bus drivers get paid.
Bus drivers get paid, but the bus aides were making minimum wage for that, for when they were on the bus. So
for an hour.
Like 2 hours a day.
$16.
I know, and like you were... Oh.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was like, I think minimum wage was
probably,
it was like $4.35.
Jesus. When I moved to Montana, my first job, I made $6.25 an hour.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
The minimum wage in Montana now is $8.75.
It's pretty dumb.
That is bonkers. Holy shit. What a joke.
We are a little behind. Cost of living's low here. It's not that low.
$8.71, an insult. That's fucking so ridiculous.
Oh, well, how many people do we know that work like 3 legitimate jobs?
Yeah, where they're making $20 an hour and that still isn't enough.
Yeah, we are. I remember hearing that Seattle's minimum wage was $15 an hour when ours was 7.
Yeah.
And being like, well, that's fucking great. And then realizing, oh, that's still too low for them.
15, yeah, probably. That's nothing. Didn't even feel that great.
Like they're probably worse off at the time than we were.
Yeah.
And then learning like, oh, the minimum wage sucks everywhere.
It really sucks. It's a joke. I don't understand how we...
because we're not, because fuck socialism. Because that would be part of a socialist society, is to have a minimum wage, right? But it would be a reasonable minimum wage.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like such a pointless number. Like $8.75 is so below. I mean, if it was the minimum wage for like 12-year-olds,
mm-hmm.
that's one thing.
They like, should have that
for kids that are saving up for an Xbox. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
God, it would take 6 months.
I know, it's so crazy.
After you got your Metro Pass and want to buy an Xbox, yeah. 6 months.
I mean, you burn 2 hours of work getting to work every day, pretty much.
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
It's really sad, but it's funny. It is funny to learn what your first job was. My first job, minimum wage was $5. And
I unfortunately went from my first job, I got paid like $13 an hour painting underground parking garages, inside of underground parking garages.
Well, there's no outside.
And then we also painted above ground parking garages.
Also, yes.
Yes, yeah, yeah. But only the inside. Never exterior work.
Hey.
Yeah. So pillars.
Out of the weather.
Lines. Our first day of work, me and my buddy one of us stepped in the paint tray and walked all over the fucking...
Nice.
Parking lot.
It's pretty durable paint, too.
Oh, it was hard to get off. It was a big deal. Like, they had to hire someone else.
Yeah, yes, to get it off. Yes. There's a second contractor involved.
It was bad.
Fuck.
We maybe someone was doing one of our dads a favor. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. But then my first job in Montana, I made half as much when I was a grown up.
My first job wasn't minimum wage. My first job was always music.
Mm.
And it was great.
Yeah.
Because I was making what the adults made in the mid 90s.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing we're making now.
That's fucked up.
It's just about the same. I mean, some of us are, you know, more fortunate than others. Some of us demand a higher price. Some of us work harder than some musicians who are complaining. Some musicians complain like, we're making the same thing in 1975 as I'm making today. I'd be like, well, you're not trying then.
Yeah.
Because you can make more money
these days. I'm making 5% more.
I'm making twice as much as I made in the 90s, I'll say. It was pretty good.
Which is good.
You know, it's really good. I mean, I was.
Since you were 12 in the 90s.
Since I was 12. since I started doing this when I was 11. But then I had to get a real job when I moved here to Missoula, but I worked at the game room at the UC.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which was higher than minimum wage, but only by like 50 cents or so.
I wonder if the game room is still going.
I think it's still there. Yeah. I mean, not right now. It's not going in. It's right now. Oh man. I don't want to get out of this lockdown time, coronavirus time, because it's safe and people will not die. Yeah. That's not why I want to get out of it. I want to get out of it so I don't have to continually correct everything I say with, well, it used to be, or when we get back to it.
Right.
Someday.
Yeah.
Because.
Which happens a lot if you're a musician.
Imagine owning a restaurant right now.
I can't. It's so sad, man. I just can't even.
Because we know a lot of restaurateurs.
Yeah.
And they are doing what they can. Burn Street has delivery currently.
Finally. I know, which is so awesome.
And they're being smart about it. And they're, as usual, just about every decision they make is kind of in line with what I think. That's what a restaurant should do.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, I like it.
They know what's up.
And they're doing their best, and they have a core audience. They're more like a band than a restaurant.
They have cool... I know this isn't new anymore, but I went in the other day and got all kinds of... They got sweet hats. They got shirts now that say, Live, Laugh, Brunch.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of dicks. What a bunch of dicks. They capitalize on the sentimentality of food.
Yeah.
In the most snarky, awesome ways.
They're great.
Love it. I love the whole thing.
Go to Burn Street Bistro. Go to a restaurant.
Go to Vera.
But get takeout.
Yeah, get takeout. I finally crushed my Uber Eats addiction.
Oh, good.
Took a while. Except for...
Uber needs money too.
Well, there is somebody that's making money off of that. That's like me.
Are they though?
Kinda. So I guess they're.
I've heard it's like mostly like indentured servitude. I don't really know, but I've heard that it's very hard.
If you do the thing where you get your car loan and the gas card through them, which you can, you can finance your car. You get a special financing deal through Uber, which is pretty good.
Is it? It's not like being a truck driver and you're just paying down points your whole life?
No, it's really... From what I saw a year ago, it was really good.
Oh.
But you have to drive a certain amount of hours before you start getting fined for it, I think is the deal.
Maybe I should be an Uber Eats person to people in Potomac.
You know... Oh, you totally could. Although
hours.
Yeah. I would love.
People
I would
get
love
desperate,
that.
Man.
I did give in to the Uber Eats the other night because it was cold, dark, and lonely, and I just wanted hot dogs. Like,
where'd you get hot dogs from?
Dairy Queen.
Oh my god.
And also Five Guys, that hot dog is still so fantastic.
They have a hot dog at Five Guys?
Yeah, they split it down the middle and put it on a regular bun. Oh, but it's on a hot dog bun.
Yeah.
But it's like a little hoagie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you can, it's a miniature hoagie hot dog thing. Yeah. So you can get like 10 of them.
Yeah, yeah. 10.
That's how many they're like $6 a piece. No, but the Uber Eats thing, I feel like if I really need that garbage, I can just get in the car and go to the drive-thru and save like $11 off the top of it.
It's half as much. Literally. If you just go pick it up.
Yeah. And also, I don't need it.
But Uber Eats is very, I understand the appeal because it's pretty much anywhere, right?
I'd say there's like 40 places on there maybe. Wow. It's not everywhere. And also, it's weird. It floats where like, there's no drivers in the area, so half of it won't be available.
Oh.
And then...
And you check back in an hour.
And it might be, might not be. And, like, if you're going to order at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, everything's available.
Got it.
But if you're going to order at, like, 8:30, 9...
Not so much.
McDonald's and Burger King.
Yeah.
Maybe Taco Bell. And a couple other ones. But I do love having Five on Black show up at the house. It's the greatest.
Five on Black is really good. We went there the other day.
It's so funny. I finally am learning how to just make it at home.
But those little fucking...
The cheese
those
buns.
Things are nuts.
They're so good. You can get them by the dozen.
Oh, wow, Lucky's got a toy.
I know, that's Steve.
Hi, Steve. This dog just went into a different room quietly and then just came prancing back in with this toy.
He loves Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Steve used to have two legs.
Not anymore.
Yeah, we're doing... He does that the puppy thing that I don't miss. There's many things about a puppy that I hate. The one thing I hate the most is you give him a toy, you play tug-of-war, fetch, tug-of-war, fetch, tug-of-war, fetch. Then he disappears for a little while and just rips it into pieces.
Yeah.
And then I have to throw it away.
But your mom, you got this thing called a Bark Box, so you're getting new
toys. This episode
month.
Of Jamie and Travis Present is brought to you by Bark Box. My mom prepaid for 6 months of Bark Box. So we get like 6 toys a month, which means I can throw away 6 toys. And
how much is that a month?
It's I don't
dog
know.
Toys are
I didn't
expensive.
Actually look. Not only is it no, you get 4 dog toys, and then a bag of dog treats, and one special treat like a bone of some sort. And I will say, I'm a huge. I used to be a large collector of peanuts and Snoopy memorabilia.
Oh, really?
When I was a kid. I always have to have, like, my mom's a...
You have all kinds of collections.
I've collected every fucking thing on Earth.
It's so strange.
I've collected so many things.
It's interesting.
My mom's a huge antiquer, crafty person.
Yeah.
So growing up, going to every antique store in the world...
Got you in that mindset.
I just have to have... Well, she needed me to have something to look for. And so I collected antique cameras forever.
It's pretty smart of her, actually.
Yes. Collected cigar boxes for a long time. Collected Snoopy memorabilia for a long time.
I remember when I was little thinking cigar boxes were very special for some reason. Because it just was a
Well, they used to be wood.
Box. Yeah, a wooden cigar box. A place to put trinkets.
It's fun. Yeah. You know? No, and then the Christmas time Bark Box came while I was at my mother's. And it was all
jolly
Snoopy toys. So I did have, it was all very lovely for a minute. And then this toy's the best
because
it's long and heavy at one end.
It's like a mace.
It's like a mace. And he swings and it hits him in his own butt and he gets surprised by it. It's kind of perfect. Don't tear apart Steve. I just don't like when then he goes and he got a little Woodstock. I handed him the Woodstock and we were playing with it for a second. And he went in the other room, tore his legs and arms and hair off. And we had this little
buddy,
a little head with a body. And we got to throw that away now. Because
you're just going to swallow it.
You ate the rest of it. Okay.
And does he ingest it?
He literally pooped out. It was a little doggy turd that had hair on it.
Little Woodstock came out of his butt.
Yellow hair. It was hilarious and also Oh my God. Oh my God. That's like, just reminds me of why I wasn't going to get another dog for a while.
But this dog is yours now.
Could be.
I hope he is. You guys look good together.
Might be a temporary situation. Oh, we didn't explain that. My mom can't take care of him, so I brought him home.
Oh, yeah. We didn't say that?
No. And because she's got cancer, she's moving to Indiana to live with my sister.
Yep.
And finish out her surgery and treatment. Thank goodness.
And things are going well.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure. She's going to get on a plane with my sister for the first time since 1987. My mom has a deathly fear of flying.
Oh. Well, flying's exactly the same as it was in 1987.
Might be even a little safer.
It's probably safer.
Nobody's smoking.
But going to the airport sucks now. I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember.
1987, you could show up 15 minutes before your flight.
And anyone could get to the gate, right? Like, I remember.
You just had to go through the metal
detector. Yeah.
You could see people off at the gate when that stopped.
I remember that.
I love that. I know. Which, when did that happen? That happened on September 12th,
yeah.
2001. Mm-hmm. And which is, when I remember when that happened, because I thought, that's so awesome. You just drop people off now. Because before, you had to go all the way to the gate with them. You parked your car, went all the way to the gate.
Yeah, if it was like a big goodbye.
Hey, see you later. Okay, bye. And then you made your way back through the airport and to your car and paid, whatever, $8.
Yeah.
Nope. Now you're at the curb. Get out.
See you later.
Get out.
And kick him. Kick him in the ass on the way out.
Just open the back and drive and just pull away really quick so their bags just fly out. Get out, fucking asshole. Get on your plane. That's what I do every time now. Yeah, look at that little fucker.
Sorry, I'm very distracted by this little doggy.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I'm pretty excited about having a dog in the house. I'm down 15 pounds. In four weeks.
Just walking him.
Just walking, and he has to be on a food schedule, which puts me on his food schedule, because I need to train him to eat. Also, so somewhere in the beginning of mom having this dog, he wouldn't eat his food. And I said, well, how long did you wait to eat his own food out of the bowl? She said, well, I gave him like a couple hours, and then she fed him one kibble at a time.
One kibble at a time?
His whole bowl.
That's so Zen or something.
And then has done that since she got him. So he doesn't know how to eat out of a bowl.
Oh my God.
So he starved for a couple days while I just let the food sit there until he finally ate it on his own.
Good boy.
Now he eats on his own. But we're doing it right this time. We're kennel training all the time. And we are, I eat first, then he gets to eat. Which means I eat twice a day with him.
Oh, that's very like Trumpian of you.
It's called... I'm the pack leader. I need him to understand that he can't do anything he wants. And he's also a herding dog, so you can't just leave the food out because they'll eat until their stomach fucking bursts. They're not like, I wish I had one of those dogs where you can like put out the...
Yeah, we don't have those dogs.
Put out 50 pounds of food and they just kind of graze.
Because then you can just like leave for a week and just leave them in the house.
And they poop wherever they want.
Totally.
Well, they bag it up themselves. That's what's great about those dogs. They're like mountain climbers. They poop in the bag themselves.
Oh, man. Is that what mountain climbers do?
I've had to poop in a couple bags in places where you can't poop. And it's a very strange... Yeah, poop bags.
Just because of like... Because
it doesn't biodegrade naturally. Like if you poop in snow, it doesn't go anywhere. It just freezes in there.
Yeah.
And then also if you poop on rocks, it takes forever for it to disappear. So in sensitive areas, you're going to bag that shit up and take it out with you.
Can't just put another rock on top of it?
I've done that. I've definitely done that. But I've hiked places where it was requested of you to not leave your shit behind.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I mean, yeah,
that's nice.
And they do make good poop bags for that type of thing.
Do they like attached to you?
Do they have like some sort of like little strap?
Like a feed bag?
Hey, don't talk about it. We're patenting it right now.
It's like a little straps
snap
on.
Yeah, a little snap goes over.
Yeah.
Like a little belt.
Like a reverse.
No, American? They don't do that. The best thing you can do is a lot of guys, they used to make them. I think they sell them now. They make a poop tube out of PVC so that you have the bag in the tube and then you know where to go.
Bag in the tube. The
tube's about a foot and a half long
with
a cap on one end and a cap on the other. You take this cap off. You put the bag in there like a trash can. And then you can kind of know where to aim. You don't have to aim as much as just sit right on that tube. And then you poop right in the bag. As opposed to a lot of times, it's really hard to poop into the bag because you're trying to balance.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is kind of bag it up like a doggy.
Yeah. And what, I guess once you get, I'm like sitting here, I guess once you get used to the geometry of like,
yeah,
what angle you need, it will.
At the very least, the tube, you can, you don't have to balance anymore. You're just kind of sitting on it.
You, I'm not having a hard time picturing. How, what's the diameter of the tube?
Like 4 or 5 inches, so 6 inches. Yeah. Okay. So enough that you're not like putting all your weight on it.
Yeah.
You're not sitting on a fence post.
Right. That's kind of what I was picturing.
It's the weaker link of the tripod.
And then they just carry that tube around?
Yeah. You can put that on the back of your bag. And then also once you put the top on it, you don't smell your own poopies.
Huh.
But I don't think a lot of dudes use poop tubes as much anymore, as they just fucking bag it up and fucking who cares?
Who cares? Because cargo pockets are,
you're
for,
already doing it. Oh, I just pictured that. You know when, you know when people run with cargo pants on?
Yeah. Yep.
Just swinging all over the place. I just can't imagine. It's just, it's warm and it's gross. Humans are, although if you're an athlete and you're climbing mountains, poop's probably,
if you're sleeping on the side of a cliff, I mean,
yeah,
I guess that's just what you got to do.
Yeah. If you're, and also the consistency and the type is probably like almost pretty close to pick it up with your hand and like handle it.
Because all the fiber those athletes are eating.
Yeah, who cares? And there's probably, and the amount of calories they're burning, it's probably the size of this dog shit. It's probably just like in a couple inches long. It's just like they worked really hard to get, to fucking get that.
That's out. I'm sure that's true.
Please get out of me.
What else? What else do we need to cover today?
It's 2021.
It's 2021. We're feeling like this year might be more of the same.
Yeah, for a while, it's definitely going to be.
I mean, it's just the world we live in. The pandemic is, I actually am starting to feel like the pandemic doesn't even, I'm just fucking used to it. And it's so easy for us to be used to it because of where we live. But when I think about 2021 being better than 2020, I'm mostly thinking about like social justice stuff.
Yeah, that's,
and our like totally disappointing government.
We do need to,
and that's definitely not going to change.
Well, I'm fearful of the, if Georgia manages to get our two blue senators, and we change the Senate with Biden and have the House, that's when like I feel like an amount of violence can happen.
Maybe
because of, that is an imbalance that even I don't like.
Yeah, but that's why this fucking system doesn't work, because it's become clear that if you don't have all three branches, or I guess that's two branches, but you don't have both chambers of Congress, it really, I mean, you just can affect very little change, it seems like.
The two-party system's bullshit.
And even when you do, it's just always 2 years away from being totally dismantled, i.e. Obamacare. You know what I mean?
Like, wouldn't it be great, though, if we had three of the four branches of government? Because now we'll never have the fourth one back.
Well, there's three branches.
SCOTUS.
That's, yeah, just, so there's judicial.
So Supreme, or Senate and House are the same?
Yeah, Congress.
Congress,
yeah.
Okay. So we have two of the three. If this all magically works out.
Yep.
And we won't have SCOTUS back for however long.
50 years.
Yeah. Which, so far, like, so good, though, right?
I mean, it's not as bad as you thought it was going to be, that's for sure.
Well, because I think that even though they are gross, incompetent, and Trump's pick,
they still went to college.
And, like, they know that, like, they can't fuck around.
Yeah.
That's the most public of decisions, yeah, right? Yeah.
It is really nice that they seem, and they just like acknowledge precedent, at least.
Totally.
You know,
they,
it's,
are
not
lawyers.
Just about win.
Yeah. And also, I think the automatic thing with being a justice is there's an ominous of behavior of like, oh, well, now I'm here to do what's right, ?
I could be fucking evil if I wanted to.
I could be really fucking evil, but also if I got evil, I could really cause problems for myself.
Totally.
And it's probably the most accountable section of government, right?
Yeah, no. And you can't just say, well, the people elected me and I'll be gone in 2 years if they don't like me. You know, I think sometimes Congress people can kind of lean on that and say, well, that's what's happening with the whole fucking election thing is they're saying these Republicans who are saying they're going to object to the Electoral College vote are saying that our constituents want that.
Yeah.
You know, versus a Supreme Court justice. It's like
the ominous part of it is that the only way they get out is death. And
retirement.
Or retirement. Well, who's the last one to retire?
Kennedy last year.
Oh, did he? Yeah, that's true.
People retire.
Yeah. So it's either you retire or death.
Yeah.
Which is that'd be scary to think about.
Really scary.
Nobody's killed a justice in a while.
Oh.
Or ever.
Surely that's happened.
Yeah,
right?
In some early 1800s, something's happened. I'm sure that a justice has been assassinated.
Well, I mean,
not that I'm calling for it or asking for it.
Listen, Scalia was found dead in a hotel room at some fucking rich person exclusive ranch in Texas. So we don't know what happened there.
Was he there? Was it Pedo Ranch?
It was something.
Spreading rumors that don't need to be
spread. I'll tell you what, it wasn't. Yeah, I mean, something.
Cool. Great.
That's what I think.
And on this episode of The Country's Fucking Dark.
The country's fucking dark. That is for sure.
We're in a dark time. It's not as dark as some of our previous, I think back to like people who went and fought in a war multiple times.
Yeah.
It's not as dark as that yet. It's not as dark as like being a pioneer and exploring the West.
Dude.
That was probably... You're closer to that than I am.
Because of Red Dead Redemption.
Yes, because you're playing a video
game. I'll tell you what, it seems really dark.
It's not as dark as like those times. I think we're still on the lighter side of...
I mean, it's just scary to think about those times. Like, if you got a cut...
You might die.
You might die. And probably slowly. We're going to lose that limb.
You're going to lose that limb, and then you're going to have to do everything with one arm.
Isn't that insane to think about?
Yeah. And imagine a world where like everybody has a limp.
I know.
Like, if you have a limp now, I have this. I did something.
It's kind of like Potomac, actually.
I did something to my foot the other day. Yeah, exactly. I did something to my foot the other day, and I had a limp. Walking through a parking lot, like, I have to stretch my foot out and get the limp gone, but I feel like everybody's looking at me. Everybody's looking at me because I have a limp.
Yeah.
But imagine a time where everyone had a limp.
Yeah, it's
or
true.
Something.
Well, and some, just basically some injury that did not heal properly.
Yeah, and the fear of like, it's not like now where you're like, oh, I hope I have my tetanus shot. It's more like, oh, great, so I guess I won't have a foot now.
Constant.
Oh my God, you wouldn't have a hand or a leg.
Oh, many things. I think I'd have.
Are they on the on the same side? Is that foot and hand on the same
side?
Yeah,
but the two injuries you're thinking about are just the beginning.
No, I know, but let's just say those are two of the major ones. Are they on the same side of your body?
Yes.
Oh, you'd have been lopsided too.
Well, I also would have put my arm through a window when I was in college. Oh. So, I mean, there would be. I would have no arms, probably.
So nobody had fun back
then.
One
foot. Yeah, you can do anything fun.
No, because it's too much risk. It's not like now. It's not like the pioneers were like, well, where's the nearest bungee jumping station?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what this bridge would be good for? Now that we built this bridge, you know what we should do with it? Just jump off of it. With bungee cords.
I know.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Would you go bungee jumping?
I've thought about it. I have never been in a place where it was an option.
Yeah, me neither.
Nor
is it
near
expensive?
It.
Is going bungee jumping super expensive?
I actually don't know how much it is because that's part of me avoiding it. I would go probably. I have a nephew that was or is a professional skydiver. And I've thought of, he's like hundreds of dives. And every certification, as much as I know, I haven't talked to him about it or talked about it at all because it just is too much for me. He's at the point where he hasn't dove in a while, but he has a wingsuit. He's one of those guys.
Oh, he zooms around.
Yeah. And then.
But does he jump off like mountains?
No, he's never base jumped.
Because that shit is.
Well.
So crazy.
That's like the next step. I think that's why he doesn't do it anymore. But every time you get certified, all they do is increase your increase your elevation that you can jump from.
Yeah.
And which weirdly, I think every 1,000 feet you go up increases your risk. Cause
you pass out or something?
I don't know.
Seems if it's like just, you just have more time to
fix it or more time to fuck it up.
Oh yeah. That's
I guess. Like it's one of the two. And I think he's had some close calls that made it so where he doesn't really want to do it anymore?
I don't think that... Uh-oh.
No.
We got a new toy.
Fuck that toy. Fuck squeaky toys.
Let me see your squeaky toy. Oh, sorry.
Ugh. No, that's what it is.
I just did it.
No, he won't bring it back.
He's proving you rock.
Or, sorry, he'll bring it back just to make the sound.
Yes, I hear it.
Hey, you know what we're going to do with that treat, buddy? Hey,
yeah.
Come here. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Don't make me come and get it.
He is not coming over.
He knows the deal. He knows that's going in the garbage as soon as I grab it.
He's just looking
at it. It is pretty. I know.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I love it. I love it.
I do love it. I do not think that I.
What have you? What's the most dangerous? I think we've participated in similar dangerous sports.
Yeah, I mean,
downhill mountain biking.
I do not have a very high, like, danger tolerance. I am very. Like whitewater rafting.
Oh, I've never done that. You know, but, that's weird. I've never done that.
But I've never done it. I've never, like, I'm not like some of my friends who will, like, go to a river they've never been on that is, like, fucking weird and sketchy and has logs. You know what I mean? Like, it's always controlled, and I always do it when I can do homework or, like, I'm following something. So, I mean, I don't downhill mountain biking, but I was kind of, like, a wuss about it, really. And I fucking just crashed constantly.
That's all I did, yeah. And I was also half as young.
Totally. And I was in high school.
So was I. And it was like easy to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
Two broken kneecaps was like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I was ready to go. If that happened to me today, I'd have to retire, first of all, from all jobs.
Yeah. Couldn't play guitar anymore.
And I'd have to like move into a nursing home. Like assisted living.
If you broke your kneecap.
Like
as a 38.
If I broke a bone right now. I would move into assisted living. You'd be like, it's just your arm, it'll heal. No, I'm done. I'm done. Call the Missoulian because we're going to have a press release. I'm done.
I am so certain that I have a broken elbow right now.
Oh my God.
My arm is so fucked up.
Laughing. So to the audience, I'm laughing because I've seen Jamie go through, I've seen him go through the aftermath of injuries. We met because of a giant injury of yours.
Yes, because I almost cut my thumb off.
Because your thumb was laying on the ground.
You had to sub a gig for me.
Yeah. And
yeah, that's how we met.
And then the next, like, soon after that, when we were both in that same band, when after you'd healed, you hurt yourself again.
Yep.
That affected the band a little.
Yep.
And then you and I just went on a little day trip to go pick apples, and you hurt yourself then.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better?
I hurt myself a lot.
I know. But you hurt yourself so much that I see it. I've seen it happen now. And we don't live together.
No.
We don't spend time together other than, well, I've seen you. Yeah. But you literally hurt yourself where I was 10 feet away and heard the,
Yeah.
And then walked over to you and said, "What the fuck, dude?" Jesus, please don't.
No, my ankle is still sore from that.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That was in October.
It was the end of September. Yeah. No, it's still sore from that. I mean, it's not.
Did you get through all those apples and pears?
Did we even? I'm sure most of them.
Did you feed them to the goats?
I remember we had a day. We let them go a little too far, which I just knew was going to happen.
Of course.
You pick apple is not a great, unless you have a real plan.
Yeah, unless you're going to juice them / cider them or sauce or pies or whatever.
But otherwise, and I guess that's what everyone's doing, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Or they're like me where we put them all in a box and you said, take what you want, and I took two of each.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those sat for a while before I finally was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I ate a couple of them, and then Carly and I played a game where she pitched them to me and I hit them with baseball bat.
Yes!
And they exploded and the sheep ate them.
That's a good thing to do.
It was pretty fun, actually.
What a fun way to take our food resources. No, I know. I'm making a joke that you would make. I'm making a joke that you would make about me knowing that you weren't going to eat them.
I know.
It
just really needed to go somewhere.
But they fed your animals, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally awesome.
It's fine. Whatever.
I lived with a dog one time that used to eat, that in the yard had an apricot tree.
Oh no.
And he would eat apricots by the bushel.
And it's not good for their.
And he would, he was. It was as if he was eating them and shitting them out at the same time. But it was because of he'd eat them in the morning and in the evening, and so he was ready to go each time.
Yeah.
But it was literally like he'd be eating them and shitting them at the same time.
We're talking about shit a lot today.
You know,
do we always?
Everybody poops. No.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
It's a poopy day.
I love all bodily functions.
I like talking about all bodily functions.
And I love what goes in, comes out type of discussions.
What's your favorite bodily function?
Well, other than that one?
Yeah.
Come on. We're adults.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that,
What's
though.
Your second favorite bodily function?
Peeing outside.
That's a good one. That's probably true for me too.
The world is my urinal is a pretty and like it's weird, not in a sneaky getting aroused kind of way, but having to take sneaky outside pees when you have to.
Yeah.
Is an adventure.
Oh dude, I love it so much. I actually had to do it on the way into town today and I pulled over at Gold Creek.
Oh, perfect.
And got out and peed and did not put the truck in park.
Nice.
And was peeing and turned around and Carly was panicking and the truck was idling away.
Oh, there's somebody else in the car. Thank God. I've done that. I've done that multiple times. You know, I had a really same thing. I used to work for GoFetch, which is no longer exists.
It doesn't?
DOG, I think, bought all of them. The dog company out of Bozeman. I know, Jamie. I know. I'm so sorry. But then again, but I worked for GoFelch for a long time, hiking dogs. And then when he sold the mobile business, the mobile side of the business, and it became Alpine Canine, I went and worked for them. And right before I retired from dog hiking, the bus was having a problem where it would go, you'd put it in the park, and it would drift back down into reverse.
Oh, God.
And... no, not their problem. I warned them multiple times. Well, you just got to really jam it in there. And I went, nope, that's don't.
That's
well,
not the solution.
And I literally brought a bungee cord with me so that I could hook it to the visor and hook it to the thing.
That's fucking crazy. I've never even heard of that. That's crazy.
But one day it didn't. I didn't do that. And I was parked dropping a dog off after the, for those of you who don't know how this works, everybody knows how this works. It was little school buses for, and
like
we put
Dumb and Dumber.
And we put the dogs in there and we go take them for a hike and then we put them back in the hike. It was the greatest job I've ever had. Hiking 22 dogs at once is not the nightmare it sounds like. It's the joy it sounds like.
It sounds like a nightmare.
It is. Once you're good
at
it,
do you have to count them? Like when you get back to the bus?
Yeah, we have. I have to count. I count them multiple times during the hike.
Yeah.
But then again, it's the same dogs every other
hike. Do the dogs have to like pass a... reliability test
kind of
yeah
you meet them first, see if they can come, but then again they work as a pack. Once you're all out there, if you have 22 dogs and five of them are reliable, you can pretty much control all
sure
of them.
That makes sense.
And then if you have two dogs that run away, just tie them together with a 2-foot leash and they can't work together. One of them will try to run away and the other one will stop. And we'll make the other one think, oh, I'm on a leash.
That's hilarious.
And they just kind of stay near you. And I used to, yeah. But one of the last hikes, it was probably the second to the last hike I went on. It dropped out of reverse while I was dropping the dog. Well, what happened was I came out of the house and the van wasn't there. But I was within a couple blocks of where the business was. And I thought, oh, they're fucking with me. And then I saw it down the street. It was parked in a driveway. Now, it was parked in a driveway from 100 yards away. I was like, oh, somebody is fucking with me. And I got down there and realized, oh, it's running. And it had pushed a brand new Jeep Wrangler into a garage.
What?
Through a door.
And it's,
so oh it had backed God. Up. It had backed up and made a reverse left into a driveway.
And pushed a car?
And pushed a Jeep into a garage door into the garage.
What are the chances of that?
It was one in a million. But looking at it, everything looked fine until I got
the Jeep up.
Oh, yeah. It was. They had bought it the day before.
Oh.
Brand new. It was one of those. It was back when the four doors were new. The four-door Jeep Wranglers were new.
Yeah.
And it was... and it was an older couple, retires. They just looked at me like... what happened? I told them, and they're like, well, that's hard to be mad at. And then I had to call a business and they had to come down there. And the first thing I said, they were looking at me like, what the fuck? And I was like, no, I told you multiple times. I know you guys just bought this business and I know you're tired of putting money into it, but hey, you got insurance.
Yeah.
And I walked back to my
car. So that can't be a super expensive fix, right? To just get the gear shift to stay.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. It was at the point where they had already pretty much revamped both buses
and we're over it.
Yeah. Like where we were picking them up and dropping them off at the mechanic instead of at the business.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, that's the deal. That's
what happens.
You know? Yeah.
It'd be cool to have one of those little short buses.
They're pretty awesome.
They're pretty cool.
That one was a diesel 350, Ford 350, and they're pretty bomb-proof.
I feel like Sprinter vans are putting those out of existence almost.
Yeah, they are. With kind of good reason. The Sprinter vans are a lot more efficient with the fuel and...
They're great.
And with everything. Yeah, and oil use and everything.
Yeah, they're great.
No, but that one in a million was like, all right, I guess I'm done. Also at the time... I was down to hiking like once a week and realized like, I just didn't do the numbers, but realized like, oh, I'm like out $100 a month. If
doing
I just quit,
this job.
Yeah, I could just quit.
Yeah.
I don't have to do this.
Oh, he really wants his toy back.
No, you can't have it, buddy.
Lucky. He's so cute. Oh boy. You better post lots of pictures of him.
I have. Oh, you're not cruising Instagram as much anymore.
No.
Oh, we had a fantastic time on the beach with the professional photographer that I used to be.
Yeah.
With him and a lot of ocean porn, a lot of wave porn.
Walking on the beach is nice.
Did every day, rain or snow, and it is the most therapeutic, especially Oregon and Washington coast, where it's not lay on the beach coast, it's like you're scared of it coast. Yeah. That is the best.
It is scary.
I love it.
It's hardcore.
And also it's the Rogue River comes out at Gold Beach. So you have those jetties going out on the jetty in a storm. There's like, because that sound of a wave hitting a jetty is the lowest, largest rumble.
Dude, you should record all these sounds from the beach and use them in your shit.
I did and I am.
You are?
Yeah, I love that kind of shit, yeah.
And what do you, for scores?
For scores and also, it started with Amy. Amy for Threshold would send me a bunch of... cool sounds that she wanted me to use, like, oh, what does this inspire you? But then we'd like leave them together. It'd be like some sort of sound of an ocean or something, or sound of like glacier water, and we recorded that. She also sent me, we did a whole run of bowhead whales, them talking.
Oh, cool.
And then I made this like steel guitar slide thing based off of them, and it's the best. But yeah, I love those sounds. Because they're just like, they're ominous as fuck.
And they're very foreign to us. There's really nothing.
Well, and you can hear it from where my mom used to live or is about to used to live, where you can hear it. And it's just far enough away that it's weird. But also, when the storm comes, which it's winter.
Yeah.
And you can see where, like, in a normal day, you can't see the waves from her window. But then on a stormy day,
you can
see, like, 10-foot waves.
Oh, wow.
And multiples and like, hey, I might go down to the beach. And then you walk down there and all the logs are moving. I won't go to the beach today. Never mind.
Wow.
That's scary. And seeing, I was watching the jetty one day. I was looking straight down at the South Jetty and I saw a rock pop up and fly over the jetty and was like, you know, curious how big that rock is. And I went and looked because it landed on the beach and that rock was probably 3 feet in diameter.
They're just rocks getting shot out of the ocean? That seems so dangerous. Is that typical?
No, I don't think so.
Holy shit.
And then seeing logs fly through the air when the like giant waves hit them. Ugh. And then...
It feels like a beach where like the whatever race Aquaman is.
Yeah, that's where he lives.
That's where like he gets in.
That's where he delivers his dialogue amazingly.
Oh my God.
Those movies
suck. Jesus. How? Did you see the new Wonder Woman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that first one was just a red herring. It wasn't even...
You know, I don't think this one's that bad as much as it's just not that good.
Also, the first one wasn't that good.
No, it was weird.
But it was just so much better. It was just coherent.
It was coherent. And you know what I found out is Christopher Nolan produced Man of Steel and Justice League. He's executive producer on those two, even though Zack Snyder directed them. Why? I'm on a Christopher Nolan fucking...
I wonder if that's just some DC
probably
thing.
I think executive producer is not...
It can...
What is that?
I think it can mean a lot of different things.
I think producer means they're working.
Yeah. But
Executive producer means like...
But that doesn't even mean necessarily... I think you could be just a rich guy that has money. You could be on set every day, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking figuring out how to get...
Because Man of Steel was pretty good, even though it's long and it's...
Was that the first one?
Yeah, and the Michael Shannon is the victim, the villain.
Yeah.
Oh,
kinda
there
was,
you go.
Kind of was a victim.
but half the movie is them destroying a city because they're fighting each other, which is like...
Every one of those movies ends in some CGI bar fest that's just dudes flying through the air with huge explosions
in
the
background. It's crazy. I watched while I was at the beach. I love describing it that way. While I was taking care of my mother for a couple weeks over Christmas.
While I was vacationing.
you know what? That's the social media thing that might make me quit someday is I post a picture of the beach and I'm Gold Beach. And most people know why I'm down there, but some people don't. The first thing people say is, oh, you know where you should go.
Yeah.
And I go, well, I can't. I'm busy. Well, no, it only takes an hour up the road. I'd be like, I know. I'm busy. Well, no, you got to go there, though. I'd be like, hey, I'm here driving my mom to chemo. I don't have time to drive up the road and try a hamburger. Chill.
Yeah.
Or, you know what beach is better? Hey, we don't have beaches.
They're very select. I'm sure we've discussed this. They're very...
Oh, Gumby.
I have a group of people from whom I'm... willing to hear that you gotta do this.
Oh, I have five people.
Yeah, there's not
you're
many
one
of
them.
Yeah,
you're one of them because you only do it to me once a year, yeah. And usually we do it together.
Yeah, totally.
So it's different.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I hate the you gotta and I have traveled many places many times and I don't pull that shit with people.
Yeah.
If people ask me, hey, you've been there, what's that like? I'll talk about it. You recommended me to like family friends. To help them plan their glacier trip.
Yeah.
And it's the greatest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
I love doing that.
Oh, yeah.
But if somebody asks me, you know, what the deal is, I might tell them, but I will not offer that information up. Anyway, going to the beach. Oh, man, you must be having such a blast. No, not really.
No, it's pretty.
And here's why. But I did have a blast.
It's historically dark, actually.
While we were there, though, we watched all four Hunger Games movies. Which
we just talked about watching those again.
I love them, but... Going through some family stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
Going through some life stuff.
Yeah.
It's the end of the year. It's dark. It's winter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, my job sucks. Hunger Games caused me to well up with tears multiple times every movie.
Yeah.
And especially the end of Catching Fire, which ends with riots that look exactly like...
Is that the last one?
No, that's the second one.
The second one.
Yeah. Yeah, if we're gonna burn, you're gonna burn with us. Is how that one ends, and it ends with all of them.
It's kind of
ready, and the riots. It's as if the riots that happened this year were directed by the same director.
Yeah,
they look just like it, and I lost it one day. We were at the end of that, and I lost it because it was like, well, that. It, at first, it was, you know, the dystopian, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
And then I was watching it like, no, that's actually happening.
That's a really...
That's crazy.
We've watched the first episode of The Stand.
Oh.
The CBS show. It's based on the Stephen King book.
Yeah.
And I actually had forgotten, like, that book is about this post-apocalyptic situation. But I'd forgot that, like, the inciting... incident is a plague.
Yep.
And I totally forgotten that. And there's like these news clips where they're, you know, they're telling this story and it was just felt like, oh God, this is so
too close.
And this 2020 was the year where I think there was just more things that reflected pop culture in terms of like pop culture presenting worst case disaster scenarios.
Yeah.
There was more things happened in real life where you were like, oh God.
Yeah.
That really is too close. Yeah. It happened several things.
Watching Contagion is the one that I think everybody went through, but I've done it multiple times now. Is like, wow, we're in act three.
Dude,
holy shit. We're actually in act three. It's not as bad, but we're in act three.
We watched, my cousin rented Greenland.
Oh, I want to see that.
Which is like, because I guess on Amazon, you know, it's like the cost of going to a movie, basically. You can buy movie tickets, the new releases, and watch it on your TV.
Yeah.
Which is actually pretty great.
I've done a couple of them, yeah.
It's kind
of
fun.
Bill and Ted.
And oh, you did Bill and Ted?
I waited for it to be rentable, not the was $20. It worth,
I mean, I haven't heard anything about it, so.
I watched all three of them in one day.
Yeah.
And weirdly worth it.
Okay.
But I had to, I'm glad I watched the first two, because I couldn't even remember them, really.
Yeah.
I was so young. And then realizing if you watch the first two, that gets you in the mood for what's about to come.
Yeah.
But Keanu Reeves is so great.
He's so great.
I don't give a fuck. He is so awesome.
Greenland.
He's my Nick Cage.
He's... I
fucking
get that.
Oh, you guys like that. Nick Cage? Fuck him. Yeah. Keanu Reeves is amazing.
I mean, I think that's a popular sentiment as well. He is the this video game Cyberpunk is supposed to be.
I know. Fugitive. I know. I'm gonna buy a
Cyberpunk's either, on Stadia.
I'm gonna do the
it's on that website.
I'm gonna do it. I gotta get a controller.
It.
Yeah.
Do it.
No, I have to.
And then we'll meet up in the verse.
I'm mad that I'm gonna be like I have the computer that can run it all, but I'm very particular
dude,
about...
Dude, you don't need any special computer.
No, I know. Just my deal is I've always... Because before when I ran a professional studio, a commercial studio,
yeah,
that computer was dedicated to that.
Yeah.
Because they wear out with that type of use. And so I'm weird about wanting to do things on my new... I just replaced it a year ago.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Does streaming it, though, change that?
No idea.
I think it might. Our computer is like the most basic Dell you can buy.
Yeah.
And it does it no problem.
Good. Okay. Then I'll do it.
So.
I'll just need a second computer.
Beautiful.
The gaming computers at Costco are always really cheap.
Oh.
I say really cheap, but I mean like $1,500, which
oh,
is nuts.
Boy.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it because I want to. Here's what I want with my new situation.
Yeah.
Of. I have to be very purposeful about my watching.
Yeah.
I also want to be very purposeful about... I play games randomly.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll play Mario Kart indiscriminately for, like, an hour and be like, what am I doing? I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah. It sucks. You're just doing it.
I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah.
And just, like, a weird habit.
Yeah.
So I need a new system or a new outlook on, like, how that works.
And I know you're like, I mean, we've already discussed this. Yeah. We're just like, we don't even know what's possible in video games. It's a whole new horizon for us.
Yeah, like, I, like, instantly led me down the path of, like, so do I just need to get some VR, too?
Yeah, we might not need to have real-life friends anymore.
Oh, I don't.
I might, yeah.
Name your friends.
So there you go.
Don't have any.
No. Shush.
Got a doggy.
Doggy. A doggy named Doggy.
I like him because he doesn't talk back. And he just doesn't do anything I say. And he doesn't do anything.
It's like a friend.
Just runs around. And I'm chasing after him. Yeah.
He's cute.
No. What was I going to say? The games. The thing. Oh, I don't remember. But I got to play some video games. It's going to be great. It's going to be real dark.
Let's do it.
And I just need to be more purposeful about some of my hobbies kind of took over this year.
Yeah, like, for everybody, right?
Totally.
You had to really, like, everybody, I think, had to think about the way they spend their time in a different way.
Yeah.
Because it just became, you know, like, for instance, socializing. You had to, like, be very intentional about it and plan it and think about it and, like, feel what it's like to not have that. And I don't know. I think everyone went through something like that this
year. I'll figure it out. I'm excited to do that. Oh, yeah. Wild West gaming. Oh, Keanu Reeves. We're backtracking. I'm getting there. You paid for a movie online.
Oh, Greenland. Greenland is a disaster movie in the
I'm a conversation detective.
The vein of, you know, Deep Impact, Volcano.
Oh, awesome.
What was that movie? 2012.
2012.
With John
Dante's
Cusack.
Peak.
It actually is 2012, basically.
But is it better? 2012 was goofy.
2012, it's better in the sense that it is realer. And basically from the opening scene, which is a stressed out dude who's stressed out about his life.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, 5 minutes later, the world is ending. And it is just, it's just anxiety and terror. And not in, like, an artful, interesting way. You're just the whole time, like,
Oh, anxiety porn?
Because it's like the worst stuff. It's stuff like the movie is basically, I'll just tell you this. the premise is the world's about to end. Everyone knows this meteor is coming. Only this dude, and they're having like a party to watch the impact. It's going to like hit in the ocean. It's not, it's just supposed to be something that, you know, it's a phenomenon. It's not supposed to be scary.
Yeah.
And as everyone is sitting there watching it, the dude whose house it is gets a text that's like, you have been chosen to, by the U.S. government, to like go to a bunker.
Uh-huh.
And nobody else in the room gets the text.
Oh, fuck. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
awesome.
And so like the first 10 minutes of the movie is like this dude and his family driving away from their neighborhood, and all their friends who are like, oh, the world is going to end. And it's just sobbing, please take my kid.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
It's like that for an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. There's like 10 minutes where it kind of like gets light for maybe just a second. Somebody says a joke, and then it's back to terror for the remaining 20 minutes. So I'm it's just grim as fuck. It's just stress porn, basically.
Yeah. It's like Revenant, but there's no
there's no interesting story or beauty. Like Revenant is so beautiful, yeah. And there's incredible acting. Also, something happened to Gerard Butler. I don't know if he got like kicked in the face, but his face is just like swollen.
You know what I think it is? He's like we had this conversation. I didn't have a conversation. How Did This Get Made? Had a conversation about Thomas Jane was just in a movie. And nobody recognized him.
Oh, weird.
Because he's just aged into, like, and also he was kind of old when he got famous.
Right.
Gerard Butler, not so young when he started. No,
totally.
Either.
And I guess he's older than you think, but he just looks like.
Also, he's of that genetics.
Was he like a fighter? Was he like a UFC fighter or something?
I don't think he's anything like
that. He just looks like he got shit beaten out of
him. I think that he's also
ago.
Genetically, like, Scottish-Irish.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Your body gets beat
he
up.
Has a brawler look to him,
yeah,
but it I don't know, maybe he was be mean about it. He just looks kind of weird.
Oh, it's what happens, we all get old.
But yeah, check out Greenland if you feel like being miserable.
Oh, I already, it's already on my up next. Oh, because boy. I want to look at it.
It's dark,
but I bought Nolan was where I was going. I bought Tenet.
Oh,
okay.
Is
I know
it's gonna be cool looking.
I was riveted.
Okay.
I don't understand it.
Such another fucking Christopher Nolan movie.
Now, well, but the totally. Except for Inception.
I know. Inception's not as complicated as everyone thinks.
Well, no, and then once you're in it, you're like, okay, yeah. Dream within a dream.
But that's what everybody said after. They're like, whoa. That
yeah,
was
but
crazy.
I understood that movie.
Yeah.
This movie, I it's hard for me to admit. Because I want to be the smartest guy in the room. It's hard for me to admit. I get it, but I don't really get it. I got it enough that I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
What's this shit? What is going on? And Denzel's kid is awesome. This is great.
Yeah.
This is great. Oh, and Robert Pattinson.
Denzel's kid is in it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because he's, you know, also from Ballers. He didn't watch Ballers.
No, I didn't. my
Denzel's kid is great. And Robert Pattinson is amazing. And... Kenneth Branagh is a Russian gangster.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's fantastic.
I'll check it out. My thing, we've talked about this before, and this is just a personal taste thing. Movies where like the thrust is fucking with time, and time is being traveled or reversed, or and that's like the thrust of the plot. I don't know. I just always feel like they get bogged down in shit I just ultimately don't really care about.
So this one, yeah, true. This one, all of the, what I like about it, I think it's like 2.5 hours long too. It's something ungodly.
He really makes a certain type of movie.
You know what? If you look at his filmography, he's only made like 7 movies.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah, because each one took like 8 years to make.
Totally. And are so complicated. Can you imagine editing those fucking movies?
Oh my God. Jesus. The credits in this movie were like 20 minutes long.
Yeah, sure.
But not like because Marvel movies are 20 minutes long.
Right.
This was like 20 minutes long because I think it's just like, I think probably a minute of that was like science advisors.
Yeah.
Because this one dives into quantum physics. In a big way.
Yeah.
But what I like is the exposition that's leading you to is whatever. It's kind of like Mad Max, where Mad Max isn't the main character. He's just the like dog that's guiding you through the story.
Yeah.
This one's the same way. The main character's finding all this out while you're finding it out. That's the point of it. You know, he's learning like, wait, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh, what is this? And every time you need a piece of information, he learns that piece of information. Okay. It's written.
It's like a video game almost.
Literally.
Yeah.
And it's written that way where the exposition is also happening during like action scenes. So you are already in. Like a dog.
But if you miss something, you're...
If you miss something, they're going to say it a second time. Don't worry. Because there's always another character that's like, wait, you didn't know about that? you weren't, like, literally, you should have listened.
Back it up.
And they say it again in a different way where you're like, oh, wow. Like, none of the exposition in Tenet bothered me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the exposition in...
Inception...
Now that I've watched it 1,000 times, the exposition does look like, hey, chill.
Yeah.
Okay, could have left it up a little.
Yeah.
But then again, everybody left that movie thinking, oh, shit, this is like Inception. Like that. That's like a meme now.
Yeah.
But it's not that bad. That one's actually, going back, it's pretty great.
Inception?
Yeah.
I'd like to check that out.
He also directed Insomnia with...
Memento.
No, no, he directed Memento, yes. But
Insomnia with Robin Williams?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. It's not on his.
I know that.
And what's weird, it's not
his brother.
No.
Should I keep interrupting you?
It says Christopher Nolan. No. It says Christopher Nolan. It's not on his filmography. Like it's a mistake on Wikipedia because it's him on every other page about Insomnia. It's also listed when you ask about it. He's listed as
really
just director, not writer. Where everything else, he's writer director.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
I started it last night. He's also The Prestige, which I think is one of the greatest.
Prestige is great.
Honestly,
I wish he'd make more movies like that.
No, though, they have to get more complicated.
They're fucking Jesus.
Because Prestige is complicated for them.
It is, but it also it has a bow on it at the end.
Oh, totally. You know? Totally.
Which is okay. That's okay sometimes.
So does the greatest movie ever made, Interstellar.
Oh, fucking, that is the worst movie.
I watched it last night. I hate that movie. Watched Tenet and Interstellar back to back.
There's so many. I have so many problems. But dude, here's
which I guess I just gave away like what I did yesterday because that's like
that's eight hours.
And now that I have to watch, I have to sit in the one room and watch it.
So we know what room you were in.
I know what room I was in. Mm. Yeah, the snipers know which room I'm in. Great.
Hey, I have to go. I have to be somewhere at 1 o'clock.
Yes!
Holy shit. This went so fast, but we'll do it again really soon.
Okay, I guess I'll see you again in a couple weeks.
No.
Next week.
Next week.
See you next week.
No.
This is me and Dog will wait for you.
Oh, my God. All
just
right.
Joking.
This has been Jamie.
And Travis.
Present.
Jamie and Travis, Jamie and Travis, Jamie and Travis present. What?